The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with members of the team that works with energy conservation at Chatham Park.
Chuck and I are joined today by Jody Moore. Jody is with Rocky River Bees. Chuck, will you start, give a brief introduction of what you do with the project?
My name is Chuck Smith. I've been with Preston Development Company the last 10 years or so. I'm registered as a landscape architect for the last 40 years in this region and have been involved in the development of this region. And right now my responsibility with Chatham Park is leading the planning and development side of the things that we're doing.
My name is Jody Moore with Rocky River Bees. I've been keeping bees since about 2000. I'm a North Carolina master beekeeper. I've been working with Chatham Park in the last year and a half, getting pollinator stations set up all around.
Jody, the bee program at Chatham Park, our office, reached out to you, a year and a half plus ago now. Mm-hmm. Why it was important to start this program. I don't think anybody in our office had any clue of how excited people would get about this. We started with a few hives at the wastewater treatment plant. It's now grown. We have more hives. What are you doing for us in our pollination stations and just this whole program that you're putting together for Chatham Park?
Pollinators are one of those things that we all kind of take for granted. You don't really pay attention to them. However, pollinators equal biodiversity, and many trees and bushes and plants and flowers, without pollination, they don't reproduce that following year. So we started out at the Water Recovery Center, and there's a nice pollinator garden that's been planted, and it takes several years for that to really come into full fruition, but it's in place, and we've got 8 hives. It's just off to a great start. We had a really good first year. So that first year of keeping bees need to build all that comb out, and it's like a starting point. So they've had that first year to draw all that comb, and we were still able to get a nice honey harvest last year from there. A lot of people think, oh, I could keep bees so I can have honey, you know. Honey's sort of the reward for keeping the bees. It does so much for the environment, and so many people don't realize that. And the honeybees are just part of it. We've also put a native bee pollinator condo on the premises. Native bees are completely taken for granted. They have a much shorter range, and they also pollinate different types of plants. So there's been a lot of talk lately about honeybees competing with native bees. But in many cases, that's really a false argument, because honeybees are flower consistent, where once they find a bloom that they like, they continue to work that one bloom. Where native bees are really, in a sense, more diverse as far as what they work, because they have a shorter range.
I'm understanding that more and more people know the importance of pollinators, and in our case, the honeybee. But where this journey started for us was the fact that we were requiring native plants material to be planted in our landscape. It's more sustainable. There's less water required. That went into some other things about using warm season grasses, again, less water, less energy. As part of that, we added the requirement that the public wasn't putting on us, but we decided to do it because we understood the importance to require pollinator plantings. We aren't necessarily trying to get formal gardens or things like that, but for our park that we did, there was a good portion of that was planted with pollinator-friendly plants. Just for those who don't completely understand, why are we going in this direction with pollinators, and why are honeybees so important to man?
That's really the great thing about a plan development like this. You've got the requirements for native pollinator plants, and we're able to set aside areas for pollinators, gardens to be planted, as well as just native natural areas that can be left alone. You can kind of see sporadic places where you can implement these things. It's a good way to offset the development. We're definitely going to get the development one way or the other, and it's so much better to have a planned system in place where we're kind of offsetting some of the damage done to clear cutting and such by requiring these native pollinator plants to be planted.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.